Then they feel justified in what they've been saying, and then they just say, okay, well, nobody disagree with me, so I must be right. And so then pride settle in. So then they become prideful, like they know what they're talking about. Pride. Third thing is that it is a sign of immaturity. So these actions also indicate a level of immaturity because they're childlike. Immaturity means not fully developed or lacking full growth. These individuals have to be corrected as you would correct a child with a bad attitude. So when you find attitudes like that, you got to correct them. You don't just let them run roughshod. You got to stop it. Why does this kind of activity go on in churches? Number one, because most people don't see the harm or the damage that it causes. It means they're spiritually blind. That level of immaturity seeps in, and people just feel like they can say what they want to say about anybody they want to say. Look, I can talk about anybody I want to talk about. Yeah. I can say anything I want to say. This is my mouth. So there's a level of immaturity there, because when you grow up spiritually, you know you can't use your words like that. Yeah. See, they can know scripture. Death and life is in the power of the tongue, and still be releasing death. Yeah. When you grow up, the Bible says to consider your words. When you start growing up spiritually, then you start watching and judging what you're about to say. You know, the Bible says that a fool will utter his whole mind. That means he'll say anything come to his mind. But a wise man will study the answer. Don't just give his words quick. Just don't say things about people quick. Second reason why it goes on is because there's little teaching on how to overcome it. Most people don't talk about it because they don't want to stir nobody up. So they just let stuff ride. Just let mess happen and nobody say nothing. People talking about one another all over the congregation. And then you got nobody being friends with one another. And then looking for the blessing. You ain't going to have no blessing like that. You're cutting the blessing off. You're stopping the flow of goodness. I don't want the blessing to stop. I want to see increase. We ain't even halfway through the year yet. And look at what done happened already in 6 months. I'm expecting double what we done had the first half. I want to see it, but we got to clear this atmosphere up. I ain't pointing a finger at nobody. I'm just coming against the spirit the Lord told me to come against. The devil always devising some tool against you. You know, you overcome one tool, and he said, all right, that didn't work. All right, let's do this one here. So then he'll try something else. He always trying something. So when the Holy Ghost say, there he is right there. There he is. This is how he coming. Now, his ultimate goal is division. But that's the beginning of it. When members start gnawing on one another, then the church get divided. And then don't nobody know why. Why we ain't on one accord? Because there's too much secret stuff going on. Too many private prayer meetings that ain't nothing but gossip. The third reason is that many times the devil uses prayer as a cover. Now, that's not always true. I thank God this is a praying church. This is one of our core values, one of our pillars, prayer. We can always be a praying church. But we can never allow our prayer to be a cover for unrighteousness. Our prayer can never be a cover for gossip, can never be a cover to backbite on people. That means to do it and then put the cover on it and call it prayer. Well, we talk about this and we gonna pray about it. No, I know you have to share things sometime, information. But you don't need to go into a lot of detail sometime. You need to be discreet in what you share about other people. You know, there are laws out there about you talking about people's medical condition. That's right. Yeah. Amen. You know, all your medical stuff's supposed to be private. Yeah. That's why sometimes people in the hospital, I don't say nothing about it because it's not public information. You know, unless they release me to say something, then I'm supposed to be quiet about their medical stuff. That's right. If I say let's pray for so-and-so, everybody, what, Pastor, what? Just pray in the Holy Ghost. You got the answer. All you need is the Holy Ghost to help you pray. I ain't got to go into all the details about what's going on. You might say pray for so-and-so for their healing and their restoration. Then you say, well, I don't know what to pray. Then you pray in the Holy Ghost. All right, now, if you can't pray in the Holy Ghost, we need to fix that. You need to get filled with the Holy Ghost so you can have more power in your life. All right, let me move on. How do I get out of this daily trap? How do I put a stop to it? What do I do? You know, Paul gave Timothy, who was a young man facing a lot of problems in the church he was pastoring. And Paul told him, he said, now, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season, whether it's convenient or not convenient, whether it's liked or disliked. So he said, your number one responsibility is to give them the word. When I give you the word, then the responsibility passes from me to you. I'm no longer responsible for it. Once I release it into your life, then you become accountable before God for what you've heard. It's none of my business after that. It's really none of my business what you do with it. Now, I can tell you what you ought to do. You ought to let it abide in. You need to put it into practice. I'm going to tell you that because the word tell you to do that. But then you have to make up your mind what you're going to do. He said, preach the word. Then he said, reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all longsuffering and patience. So the first thing you do, you make sure that you go to the word. And you look up those scriptures and say, you know, I'm not supposed to be involved in this kind of activity. So I'm setting a boundary today that I'm not a backbiter, I'm not a gossiper, I'm not a slanderer, I'm not a whisperer. Now, let me just say this here. All whispering is not bad. Because CeCe whispered to me sometime. She ain't talking about nobody. She's asking me something about the service or something like that. So sometimes you have to whisper to be polite, you know, to not cause a disruption or a distraction and stuff like that. You know, sometimes you can whisper about good things. Ain't nothing wrong with that because sometimes it's not for everybody's consumption. I'm not putting a down on all whispering so that all y'all in here talking loud. ain't no whisper here. And everybody doing that while the service going on. Sometimes you might have to ask somebody to move their purse or something. Or something, you know, might go, excuse me, I got to go. Don't, I got to go to the bathroom. All right, you can whisper that. Put your finger up or something. So I'm not condemning all whispering. I'm talking about whispering that's backbiting, that's derogatory toward other people. When you're saying bad things about other people, that's the kind of whispering I'm talking about. Because that's what the scripture defines it as, evil speaking. That type of whispering. So I wanted to clarify that. Reprove means to correct. So you say, Pastor, how do I get out of this? Then you have to correct yourself first. Always look at yourself first before you look at anybody else. Because the scripture says, how are you going to pull a speck out of somebody's eye and you got a beam in your own eye? He said, hypocrite. Jesus said it. He said, you hypocrite. First get the beam out your own eye, then you'll see clearly how to take the speck out of somebody else's eye. So he's talking about correction there. He said, now, before you go correcting somebody else, make sure you done corrected yourself. Now, he does expect you to correct. God does expect you to correct, but it's how you do it, amen? That means you got to repent of these damnable actions, judge yourself truthfully, repent of it. In other words, you can ask yourself these questions here. Save God, say, would I say this publicly about this person? Could I get up and make an announcement about it? Well, if you can't say it publicly, then you probably ought not say it. Would I say this in front of the person I'm talking about? Could I tell them to their face? If you can't say it to their face, then you probably ought not be talking about it anyway. Amen. So I would use this as a rule. I would live by this rule. If I can't say it publicly or to the person's face, then it should not be spoken. It should only be spoken in prayer when you talk to God about it. Now, the second one is to rebuke. others when they engage in these activities with you because you love them and because you don't want to see them hurt themselves. The Bible says that open rebuke is better than secret love. Proverbs 27:5. Open rebuke is better than secret love. Now, the word open, guess what that word means? It means to uncover. It means to pull the covers off. It means to expose to view. So rebuke serves as a method that God has given us to uncover sin, to expose it, to bring it to the light. Because some people may not know that that's what they're doing. So if I rebuke you, now there's different ways you can rebuke people harshly, or you can rebuke them really kind and gentle. The Bible supports both ways, but it takes a man of wisdom to know when they need to be gentle or when they need to be a little rough. And it depends on the kind of relationship that you have with that person. If you barely know a person, then you can't be rough with them. You can be rough with somebody that know you, know your heart. We should be gentle with one another as a general rule. You should always start with the gentle approach. Paul told Timothy, the servant of the Lord must not strive. That means he should not have a war of words with the person that he's in a conversation with. You shouldn't be wrangling and arguing back and forth. So if you go to talk to somebody and you try to correct them or rebuke them, and they get where they can't receive it, they throw a tantrum, all right? If you don't cut it off right there, before you know it, you're going to be in the flesh with them. And then you'll be going tip for tat, word for word, railing for railing, shout for shout. And the Bible says don't do it that way. So when you see somebody can't receive, then you just draw the line and say, okay, praise the Lord. I just wanted to tell you, God bless you. You know, and then you move on, and then you make it a matter of prayer. The Bible says the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle to all men. That's mild, that's calm, that's cool, calm, and collected. And then he says, apt to teach. So then if a person open up and receive, then you have an opportunity to really teach it.
Glory to God.
Glory to God in the highest.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship service. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
We need to Jesus. We need to love.
We need to love.
Yeah, Lord.